Your CTS-V has a series of personalization features that allow you to customize settings for up to two drivers. The settings that are stored will be recalled by whichever remote keyless transmitter is used to operate the vehicle, or when you press the driver's seat memory buttons number 1 or number 2 on the driver's door armrest.
On this track, we'll look at the list of features that can be programmed. You'll use the main menu button, the programmable buttons on the right side of the display, and the Tune Select knob to scroll and select your preferences.
Press the main button and look at the programmable buttons on the right side of the display. Now press the button next to the Feature Programming prompt to access the feature submenu. There'll be a slight delay before the submenu comes up on the screen.
In order for your CTS-V to store your preferences, you need to make sure that the personalization feature is turned on. If the system is on, you'll see an X marked next to Personalization System. If you don't see an X, turn the Tune Select knob to highlight Personalization System and then press the Tune Select knob.
Now, let's look at the Personalization Name feature. With this feature, you can program names for Driver 1 and Driver 2. This means that each time the ignition is turned on, the selected driver's name will be displayed.
When you use your remote keyless entry transmitter or press one of the buttons on the driver's door armrest to change drivers, the display screen will show the corresponding name that's been programmed.
If you don't program a name, the system will simply show Driver 1 or Driver 2, matching the number on the back of the corresponding remote keyless transmitter.
Now, let's program your name. Turn the Tune Select knob to scroll to Personalization Name, and then press the Tune Select knob. You'll see an alphabet with one character underlined. If you turn the Tune Select knob, you'll see that there are upper and lower case letters, as well as other characters and spaces. Turn the Tune Select knob to highlight the letter that you want to insert with the underline, then press the Tune Select knob once to select it. Spell the name you want to program by highlighting and selecting the letters.
If you make a mistake, press the programmable button next to the word backspace. This will delete the last letter you typed. You can also use the Delete programmable button to delete the entire name if you want to start over.
When you've spelled the name you want to program, press the programmable button next to the OK prompt. This will store the name and take you back to the Feature Programming submenu.
Now, let's set the next feature, Twilight Delay. This allows you to set the amount of time you want the exterior lamps to remain on after you exit your CTS-V. You can program this feature from 0 seconds all the way up to 3 minutes in 15-second time increments.
Turn the Tune Select knob to highlight the Twilight Delay setting desired, then press the Tune Select knob. If you don't want to activate the Twilight Delay feature, select the 0 time increment option. When you've made your selection, press the button next to the back prompt to get back to the Feature Programming menu.
Next, we'll set your personalization preference for the Auto Exit Seat feature. This feature is designed to help make it more comfortable for you when you exit your CTS-V.
This means that when the key is removed from the ignition, your CTS-V will recall the stored exit position for the driver's seat. If you have this feature set and forget that a rear seat passenger is present, just reach your hand down to the seat adjuster switches on the outboard side of the seat and adjust the seat forward slightly. This will stop the seat from traveling rearward.
So now let's scroll to Auto Exit Seat by turning the Tune Select knob. Then press Tune Select to turn the feature on or off. An X marked next to the Auto Exit Seat means the feature is on.
The next feature we'll program is Door Lock Options. Turn the Tune Select knob to Door Lock Options. Press the Tune Select knob to see the different programming modes available to you. You can scroll through the options by turning the Tune Select knob.
The options here include Driver Unlock Key Out, which unlocks just the driver's door when the key is removed from the ignition. Doors Unlock Key Out, which automatically unlocks all the doors when the key is removed from the ignition. And Delayed Locking. This feature lets you program your CTS-V to delay locking the vehicle's doors for 5 seconds after pressing the door lock switch or the lock button on your remote keyless entry transmitter. This feature is especially helpful if you need to gather additional items from your vehicle.
To turn delayed locking on or off, turn the Tune Select knob to scroll through and highlight the feature you want. Press the Tune Select knob to turn it on or off. When a door lock feature is on, an X will appear next to it.
An automatic door lock feature locks the doors when the vehicle speed is higher than 5 miles per hour. This feature is always on.
Press the programmable button next to the back prompt to return to the feature programming submenu. Now you can set your remote keyless options. From the feature programming submenu, turn the Tune Select knob to highlight remote keyless options. Press the knob once to bring up the choices.
Lights flash at unlock will flash the parking lamps and side marker lamps twice when you use the remote keyless entry transmitter to unlock your CTSV.
Lights flash at lock will flash the parking lamps and side marker lamps once when you use the remote keyless entry transmitter to lock your CTSV.
Horn sounds at lock will allow you to program the horn to honk once when you use the remote keyless entry transmitter to lock your vehicle.
And exterior lights at unlock lets you program all exterior lamps to remain on for about 20 seconds when you use the remote transmitter to unlock your CTSV, unless a door is opened or the ignition is turned to accessory, on, or start.
Remote exit recall automatically recalls the driver's seat exit position when you use the remote keyless entry transmitter to unlock your CTSV.
Recall driving position automatically recalls programmed driver's seat and outside mirror positions when you use the remote keyless entry transmitter to unlock your CTSV.
Key in recall memory automatically recalls settings for the driver's seat and outside mirror positions when the key is placed in the ignition.
To program any of the remote keyless entry options, turn the Tune Select knob to highlight the features you want to program. Then press the Tune Select knob to turn the feature on or off. When a feature is turned on, an X will appear next to it.
When you've programmed your remote keyless options, press the programmable button next to the back prompt to return to the feature programming submenu.
You may have noticed some of the choices were gray on the screen and not available to choose. This is because one of the other door lock or remote keyless entry options has already been selected. You have to first deselect the option by scrolling to it, then pressing the Tune Select again. This will make the other options available to select.
Now let's set the lock passenger window feature. This is a thoughtful feature for parents who drive with small children, as it allows you to disable either all the passenger window switches or just the rear passenger window switches when you press the lockout button on the driver's door armrest. When you turn this feature off, only the rear passenger window switches will be disabled.
Turn the Tune Select knob to highlight lock passenger window. Press Tune Select. Check to see if this setting is on or off. If it's on, an X will appear next to it.
With the mirror curb to reverse feature selected, when you shift to reverse, the passenger's outside mirror will tilt down to give you a view of the curb. It will return to the last set mirror position about 5 seconds after shifting out of reverse.
Please note that only the passenger side mirror tilts down, not the driver's. To turn the feature on or off, turn the Tune Select knob to highlight mirror to curb in reverse. Press the Tune Select knob to turn it on or off. If you see an X, it means the feature is on.
The last item to set on the feature programming submenu is the enhanced chime volume. This allows you to adjust the volume level of the warning chimes on your CTSV.
To change the volume level, turn the Tune Select knob to enhanced chime volume. Press the knob to select it, then press the Tune Select knob to switch between and select the normal and loud settings.
Please feel free to take a few moments now to review the feature programming submenu and use the CTSV Personalization Instructional Guide to assist you as you program your options. And remember to save your settings by pressing and holding either the driver number 1 or number 2 button on the driver's door armrest and waiting until you hear the two confirming beeps.
Pause the CD now to program your personalization choices, or if you wish, let the CD advance to the next track.